This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. AvsFam makes sure to honor some of your favorite Avalanche players past and present, including Dutchie, Landy, Pix, Varley, EJ, and Colorado Hockey too. Go check them out at AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Today we're going to speak about Jarome Iginla, dare I even say, in defense of Jarome Iginla. Jarome Iginla came to the Colorado Avalanche on a three-year contract at the tail end of his career. Nobody thought that he was at his prime, but we all thought that he probably had something to contribute to a young team that could really use some veteran leadership, some toughness, and some production on the ice. Being the entertainment spectacle that hockey is, it's never fun to see somebody who was so talented and so good start to wane, start to walk off into their hockey sunset. The speed isn't there, the skills aren't quite what they used to be, but the player still is, and that got me to really wondering what it's like to be Jarome Iginla, especially if you compare Jarome Iginla to somebody like MacKinnon at the beginning of their career. But first...
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
Jarome Iginla is at the tail end of his career right now. You could argue that he wouldn't even be playing hockey right now in the NHL had it not been for the long contract that he got with the Colorado Avalanche when he did. And yet, here he is. Iggy said in an interview recently, "I feel so lucky to have the length of contract that I do and being a part of this team right now." He was of course referring to the players on the team and the chance to get to see them in person and have something to do with the development of these young players that are now becoming star players in the league. But it got me to thinking what it must be like for a player in his situation. Does he still have anything left to prove to himself or to anyone? Does he still have a problem to solve, other than being older and slower than the current NHL? Is he still baking in the hockey oven of drive and determination, or is he fully baked at this point? What is it that gets him out of bed and ready to compete every single night for such a long career? For a brief moment, let's put all niceness and correctness aside and just speak in truths. Iggy is slower than anyone else on the Avalanche team. He's had a harder time keeping up with the players every single year. He isn't as valuable to the team as he used to be, although you could argue the intangibles. His biggest impact is his power play shot, and everybody knows where it's coming from and when it's coming, yet somehow he still kind of gets that through. He does bring toughness to the lineup and will drop the mitts with just about anyone, which I love about him, but the league isn't exactly what it used to be when it comes to dropping the mitts, and that can't be the only contribution that you make to a team. And whether he's wearing a C or an A or just a smile on his face, he is a leader in the locker room, no doubt about it. Then let's look at someone who's where Iggy was 15 years ago. As Nathan MacKinnon sits across the locker room from a Jarome Iginla and watches him lace up his skates, do you think he's ever wondering what it's like to be a sunsetting player, being somebody who's walking off into your hockey sunset? Probably not. While Nathan MacKinnon is certainly a deep dude and he's no dummy, it's just hard at that age and where he's at to really think about a lot of things like that. I'm sure he's doing everything that he should to make his career as long and as productive as it can be, but to sit in a locker room and wonder what it's like to be the guy across from you who's playing out the last of his contract, his best years are behind him, a guy that thrived in the past but now finds himself playing out the end of what will likely be his last contract, what is that like? And even stranger, what's it like to be an Iggy looking across at a Nathan MacKinnon? This emerging, dominant player with all the skill in the world, all the potential in the world, he has the wheels, the tools, the drive training, it would appear now that he found the GPS for his game and he knows better what he can do with his skills, so what's that like? Nathan MacKinnon is not afraid to step up, he's not afraid to step on toes, he's not afraid to hurt feelings, and he's not afraid to be the best that he can be. That sounds an awful lot like an Iggy to me. And this is where I really start to wonder what the worth of a guy like Iginla is at this stage of his career. Is he worth the contract just in intangibles, just in leadership, just in presence? Could he prove everyone wrong anyways and have yet another 20-goal season for the Colorado Avalanche? Probably. And I don't say some of the things that I've said about him to be a jerk, it's just looking at things that are truths because it truly fascinates me. Do you remember when Hajduk started to wane in his career and he wasn't really getting along with the coach, Crawford, at the time? And he wasn't as effective as he could be. What was he going through at the time? What was that like? I mean, if we're starting at the very beginning, he's fortunate to be there. So was Iggy. That's not something everybody gets to do. But what's it like to be a guy that you were almost superhero quality at one time, and now you're just a guy who's there filling a role, somebody who could be replaced? That's gotta be hard, right? But to flip that coin once again, who's to say? The stars could align. The Avalanche could cash in on all that potential that they've had for so long. They could be the team that everybody says that they could be. All the young guys could mature, and the old man could actually get another run in the playoffs. Maybe a dream comes true, and maybe he actually gets that cup, and this is one of the best stories you've ever heard. We don't know. That's one of the fun parts of this sport. That's hockey, folks. So do I think that Iggy will in fact get the cup this year? No, I don't. Do I think that Iggy should have hung the skates up already? No, I really don't. I think that what he's doing right now is exactly what we got him for, and it's all working out. Jarome Iginla is as classy in the waning years of his career as he has been in the winning years and his prime. He's humble on the ice, off the ice. He's always willing to talk to the press. He gives an effort for the team, the organization, and himself. While the gears and levers of his body may have betrayed him as he got older, that was never really the core of him anyways. Iggy's always been a guy who stood out and succeeded despite his slow speed, despite his lack of skill in some areas, and despite all the people saying that he can't do it. He's a guy who's played on some pretty horrible teams, and still he shines. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, there's no doubt about it. And let's not forget either, he's been in the league long enough that he's actually played in two different kinds of NHLs. Right now, this NHL isn't the one that he came into. This isn't clutch and grab. This isn't the one where you expect to fight every single night. He's now existing in a world of speed and skill where the players are bigger and stronger than ever. He's found a way to be relevant in the current NHL. I'd argue that half of Iggy's contract is fair payment for the class, poise, leadership, and pride that he brings to the team. I think that Landy, Dutchie, Varley, EJ, Mac, all of them, the entire team probably. I think all of them are better hockey players because of him, both on the ice and off the ice. And just because you can only see the players on the ice doesn't mean that the off ice isn't a huge part of what it means to be an NHL hockey player. While I don't pretend that Iggy is in the prime of his playing career anymore, I can make the case in my head that Iggy is earning his keep. I'd go so far as to say that he might surprise us all with a very tangible 20-point season, maybe more, that might help us win games that might help us get to the playoffs at least. He's still doing his job, and no matter how he gets them, he usually gets them. And to wrap up my thoughts here on Iggy, I'll give you this. The Avalanche haven't been a great team for many years now, and the fact that we got to see Iggy play in an Avs uniform, that's a plus to me. That's something that I'm happy about and something that I throw in my memory bank of Avalanche memories. Jarome Iginla for the win. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam. ABS FAM. Awesome shirts for awesome people. Check them out. Stay awesome.